And here is the devil. Himself. These are his cohorts. That's him himself. But all that opened the door was to what? Strife. Amen. Thank you. So you have to make sure that you understand what this word is and that this word discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now let me talk about the thoughts for a minute. I've got to get where the Lord said to go. Let me talk about these thoughts for a minute. You can't let your mind think just anything. You can't let your mind go just anywhere. You have to grab it, stop it, shut it up. Just as start saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God is good. I will bless the Lord at all times. Those thoughts have to leave. Remember the Lord said, Bishop, step right down here. Think $1,000 offering. I'm not going to get off until he tells me to. Think $1,000 offering. Those who grabbed hold of it, they immediately started working on it. Some didn't grab hold of it and later on start working on it. Some haven't started working on it yet, but I'm telling you, you will, because you're going to think it. Amen? And that's not a negative. That's just what the Lord said. He said it, let me go here. He said this is open up the door to your prosperity. It's open up the door to your healing. It's open up the door to your house. It's open up the door to your job. It's opening up the door to your education. It's opening up the door to your relationships. And then this is amazing. Something as small as $1,000. And it's not the money. He said it is your act of obedience. It is your act of obedience. Now listen, he said, neither is there any creature, 13, that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do, seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to the confession, to our profession or confession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was within all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. That's instruction in the word. Say instruction in the word. So to say, now I know what to do. I can't let my mind just roam. Say it. I have to think on the word. As a matter of fact, I have to think the word. That's right. You're not just on the word. I have to what? Think the word. I have to speak the word. I heard Bill Winston say today, in the worst of situations, speak the word of God. You're at the end of your rope. You don't know where to turn. You don't know what to do. Crying and whining won't change it. Speak the word. The word is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, and it will change the situation. You watch it work. Now, why did you come here? Why did God send you here? Why did he start this ministry? He says, I have to have. Say, he has to have. Yeah. Tell somebody, say, he really does. He really does. Have to have. You. He has to have people in this earth who are bold enough, knowledgeable enough to stand up enough to do right all the time. To do right. Say, to do right. All of the time, 24/7. Amen. 1440. That's how many seconds are in an hour. I think it is. He has to have. He sent you there so you could become that here, so you can become that person. And it's thinking on it, becoming that, meditating in the word that he wants you to do that. Amen. Let's go to Revelation 1 and 6. And then I'm going to get to my lesson. Amen. And sometimes you want to run away from what God says, but I embrace the Word of God. Revelation 1 and 6. And I just mentioned about being Jesus being the king and the priest, but he said 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, you thought I was worth saving. You thought I was worth keeping. You thought I was to die for. Begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be what? Glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And he says, you take the dominion. I don't have time to go there, but you know in Genesis, he said, man, take the dominion. All through the Bible, he's telling us to take dominion. He told Abraham to take dominion. Walk the land, it shall be yours. He's saying, rise up. Rise up, rise up, rise up out of your state where you are now, whatever it is. You might be this high, but he said, rise higher. I brought you here to hear a word that will bring my kingdom to the earth. Say his kingdom to the earth in glory and honor. Turn to Revelation 5 and 10. It says, and has made us unto us our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So start walking in your priesthood. Start walking on who you are. Start walking every day with the Word of God. I mean, a bold hold onto the Word of God. No situation. No situation. I'm talking to myself. No situation that arises that I can't go to the Word and come up with an answer. And he'll tell me what to do in the midst of that. We are so quick to make excuses. God says, time out for excuses. I want some bold soldiers. I want you to do what I said to do, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what others think of you, because you are mine. We're one. We flow together. When Tony was in the Marines and we went to Camp Lejeune to pick him up, and we drove around, had to drive around to find him. But we saw those soldiers. And after we picked him up, and he said, they've been here about a week, and they've been here about 3 weeks, and they've been here 5 weeks, and then they have been here 6 weeks. And what happened was they moved as what? One. Especially those that had been there 5 or 6 weeks. Every hand, every foot, every head, every movement was exactly the same. They were one. And that's what we've got to come together as children of God, working together in our homes, because we bring our homes to church. On our jobs, we bring our jobs to church. So we get together in the unity of the faith. But first of all, we've got to get that oneness with God based on the Word. Joyce Meyer said this morning, yesterday one, I turned it on, she was already on. I just heard her saying this. She said, nothing is free. And she was saying these words. And I said, sound like some words that I said that upset people. But Joyce said it too. She said, nothing is free. She said, the grace of God is free, but it cost Jesus a lot. It cost him his life. And she said, you can come here, wherever she was speaking, and you can sit in this sanctuary and you don't do anything, you don't give anything, and you can enjoy the lights are on, the heat is on, you hear the message, et cetera, et cetera. She said, but it costs somebody something.